This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sometimes cynical and negative world, 98PXY dares to feel good.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
This is Moose and Breezy's Vibe Check.
Yeah.
PXY mornings on the number one hit music station, 98PXY.
Oh, sometimes I get a good feeling.
It's the Vibe Check on PXY Mornings. Welcome to the show, you guys. It's Moose, it's Breezy, and yes, we're just
checking in
on those good vibes. Where's our friends at, Breeze?
They are just crawling in from every orifice of the internet, so come through.
Oh, the internet?
Every crevice.
Yeah, sure.
Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, just spreading those good vibes. Madison's here, says good morning.
What's up, Maddie?
Feeling great this morning because I am officially signed up to run the Rochester Half Marathon in April.
Yeah, that is what? How many miles? 23?
13.1.
Oh, the half marathon. Yes. You ran a half marathon.
I did.
That is no joke.
It really isn't. And the Rochester one is very hilly.
Yeah, I was going to say, a lot of hills.
Very hilly.
Did you break a couple of times to walk?
No, not once.
I couldn't imagine. How do you do that?
I trained for so many months for it. No, I...
So
because if I stop, I won't start back up. So I just got to keep pushing.
And so basically, when you train for that, you're running a couple miles a day?
So it was like, I think it was like I ran three or four times a week. So I would do like a short run, a medium run, a short run, and then a really long run on Sundays.
Yeah, you got to do intervals.
The longest I ran before doing it was, I think, 10 miles. That was the longest.
I just find anyone that can run long distance like that so impressive. I mean, I played soccer most of my life.
Right.
But, you know, it's not like you're just constant run. It's a lot of running involved.
It's like a lot of sprinting.
I did a 5K once, and I was so damn proud of myself.
Yeah.
But somebody that runs 26 miles, like 13.1,
I crossed the finish line. I was like, I'm going to run a marathon. I'm not running a marathon.
Anyways, good for you.
My toenails will fall off.
I hope you crush it.
Yeah, she's going to crush it. Lindsay's here. She says, good morning. I'm getting excited because this is my last full week of work. And then I have the rest of December off. Wow.
What do you do?
3 weeks. Hashtag blessed.
What do you do that you take 3 weeks off? That's impressive.
Whatever you want to do, you know?
No, but what do you do for work?
Oh, what do you do for work? Oh, probably works from home. Probably isn't actually off. She's like, I actually bought one of those mouse rotators where it looks like I'm online, but I'm actually not.
So my last job when I was working remote in LA, I got up in the morning and I walked all the way down to there was this hotel called the Hollywood Roosevelt I'd hang out at all the time. But I'd go there and I'd get breakfast. And I was sitting there at the diner and inside the hotel and my boss called me through Zoom. He's like, where are you? I was like, breakfast? He goes, we have a company meeting right now we're supposed to be on. I was like, oh, right. Of I'm so course. Sorry.
You're like, I'll take my Eggs Benedict to go. Thank you so much. Yeah, wild.
Working remote is not for everyone. Some people are great at it. There's some people like me that's like, I'll be back in 3 weeks.
Me walking down Park Ave on a given Tuesday at 2 p.m. I'm like, does nobody work? Dorado's filled to the brim. I'm like, what's happening here? We're all working. We're just working from home.
Taking a lunch break.
Okay. What about you? Vibes?
Vibes are good. My mom sent me home last night with so many leftovers, Breeze.
Really?
I just went over there for a quick dinner. And she made penne pasta, vodka sauce, meatballs, Italian sausage, potatoes.
Oh my God.
Christmas cookies.
A quick dinner. A 7-course meal.
Do you know what they bought for themselves? Mm. They bought a wine dispenser. You put on top of the bottle. You just hit the button and the wine.
Oh, that's nice.
Now all their wine bottles are capped with just wine dispensers.
It's like a little like on tap type of situation.
Yeah, it was all the wines on tap.
I love that.
But yeah, it was a nice night. What's today? Tuesday?
Yeah.
Feels like Thursday. It really does.
I know.
But overall, yeah, the vibes are up. I got a Big Brothers Big Sisters event this week. I'm looking forward to that. And then Friday's creeping up on us, so is Christmas. So, but all in all, the vibes are up there. I feel good.
Amazing.
And you?
Amazing. Did my final dinner in the city last night at Char with my parents and my girlfriend.
Oh, nice.
Which was fun. And then I just keep selling everything. Selling a lot. Everything must go. Big summer blowout. And then tonight I'm excited because I have my girl coming in to do the picnic in my apartment. And I'll post all the content for that on my Instagram when it happens tonight, but it'll be really cute. It'll be really fun. I'm making white chicken chili. It's the final send off. You know what I mean? I'll never be in this apartment on a Tuesday ever again. So
that's true.
Really important to just take it all in.
I know it's bittersweet, but the next chapter is always worth, you know, it's like they say, you could take the hinges off the door, but you still got to walk through the door.
They do say that. I don't know what it means, but they do say that.
Coming up, I know a lot of you have heard about the 26-year-old Ivy League graduate from a very prominent Maryland real estate family who was arrested yesterday for the killing of Brian Thompson, who was the CEO of United Healthcare. Updates came in overnight on that. I'll keep you guys posted with what's happening, who this kid is, and what's his fate looking like in the next couple of months here. But this is just a wild story. And you know what's even more crazy? And you brought this up a little while ago, is just how many people are praising this guy on social media. You know, he gained 75,000 followers overnight. I'm like,
I don't like the whole
crazy.
I don't like that anyone can be a celebrity these days, especially murderers. Like, we have this huge platform for Gypsy Rose, and it's like, okay.
Have not heard about Gypsy in quite some time now.
Well, she's pregnant and single now.
Oh, now she's single again. Oh, wow. Okay. I'll get to that for the big story of the day coming up next on PXY Mornings.
Got something to say? Call or text Moose and Breezy now. 585-252-9800.
The number one hit music station, 98 PXY.
PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. I'm still, on my part, gathering so many of the details from this story because there's a lot of information to digest. But 26-year-old Ivy League graduate from a very prominent Maryland real estate family was arrested yesterday in the killing of Brian Thompson. Luigi Maggione was arrested in Pennsylvania yesterday. After finding he had a fake ID with the same name as the one he used by the suspected killer of United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson, and officers recovered a handwritten document that speaks to his motivation and his mindset. Kid was hanging out at a McDonald's.
So I went to dinner with my parents last night and my dad brought it up.
Yeah.
And he was like, how crazy is it that he was identified through like just his eyes because he was wearing a mask? Well, like the photos were obviously circulating and he was like in the McDonald's drive-thru and the worker was like, they called the tip in. And they couldn't really even see his face fully.
Well, you can. He's got certain features that stand out. His eyebrows being one of them. But yeah, he's hanging out at the McDonald's, and the employee thought he looked suspicious. Called the police because he thought he might have recognized him from some of his mugshots. I'm telling you right now, they're going to make a crazy Hollywood movie about this.
Yeah.
He was found to have a fake New Jersey ID. He had about several fake IDs and passports, but they found the gun similar to the one used to kill Thompson. Plus, they found a silencer. Two senior law enforcement sources said that they found the gun. The name of the on the fake ID was Mark Rosario, matching the name used by Thompson's alleged killer to check into a New York hostel just days before the murder took place.
Interesting.
Thompson was gunned down right in front of the New York Hilton Midtown, 280 miles from Altoona, Pennsylvania, where this kid is from. And this took place at 6:45 in the morning. Most people thought it was like 2 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
This was almost 7 o'clock in the morning, surveillance footage shows. And then he fled on foot, then got on a bicycle and rode it into Central Park. And the last footage of the alleged gunman put him at a bus depot in Upper Manhattan, police said. But investigators were looking into whether this guy being questioned in Altoona arrived there by bus from Philadelphia, which is 240 miles away. But the FBI posted a $50,000 reward with information leading to the arrest. But looking at all the information that came in last night, it looks like that they charged him with the murder of Brian Thompson.
It's wild.
And if you've been following up on this case, then you probably already know that this shooting has exposed a pretty ugly resentment against private healthcare companies. And as social media was just flooded with posts celebrating or at least justifying this guy being gunned down on a sidewalk in the early morning.
Okay, so like I said before, like I don't think we should ever like condone murder or highlight murderers to be some heroes. Like I really don't in any sense of the word. I don't ever think murder is really the answer. But I understand the frustration. I do. I mean, like I've been on the other... Everyone... It's such a relatable topic. Everyone has been on the receiving end of a denial from an insurance company that they should not have gotten denied for. We talk about it all the time. Why do we pay for insurance when we can't even utilize it over 50% of the time? And like, I don't know. I have a friend going through something right now who needs this medicine or she will die.
Yeah.
Very, 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 very sick. And they're like, yeah, I don't think so.
Well, a lot of people are outraged and hold Brian Thompson, the CEO, accountable for all the claims that he denied. And people died because of it. And that's why they're justifying this guy, Mangione, doing what he did. Right now, he was charged yesterday. He had three weapons on him, and he's being held without bail right now. So there's a lot more to come with this story.
Yeah,
that we'll get to. Coming up, Breezy.
Coming up. Christmas is 15 days away. Wild. We're all excited. We really are. But when you think about Christmas as an adult versus your time celebrating as a young child or adolescent, it's a little different feeling. It really is. And sometimes I wish I could go back and relive that Christmas morning as a 7-year-old. But it's not going to happen. But will it come back around at some point in my life? That's the question I'm asking parents this morning. And we'll discuss it coming up in just a second on PXY.
98PXY is free and always will be.
It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The question we're asking, is the magic gone?
It's gone.
Is it gone as you get older?
R.I.P. It's lowering into the ground.
Yeah, but when does it come back? When does it come back?
I honestly think it's when you become a parent yourself. And you get to rewrite the script.
I see that to be true, too. Yeah, sure. I could see how that would work. I mean, I get excited for my niece and nephew.
Yeah. It's PXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy. The question we're asking this morning is, when you reach a certain age, is the Christmas magic gone? Because, listen, when you're younger and you're receiving presents, dare I argue, way more presents than one could ever need or want. Because you're young and you're spoiled and it's cute and all is well. And that you have so many people in your life that want to spoil you, hopefully.
Sure.
And then once you get older, 30, 40, I'm just grasping at straws for what to even ask for. I'm like, can you just like pay for my rent or something? Like,
I know.
I'm just so, I'm so defeated.
This was the conversation at my parents' last night for dinner. What's on your wish list? I was like, Ma, honestly, it's, I don't know. Like, you know, and it's true. I know it's sad to say, but anytime any of us now as adults, we need something, we just buy it. And I was like, what do I need the most? Where do I spend majority of my time? Wegmans. I said, how about a nice Wegmans gift card? And they don't like that
answer.
They don't like that answer. I'm like, that's the answer you guys give me my whole life. What do you want? Save your money.
Yeah.
I was like,
nobody wants to give a gift card because they want to be the one to like pick it out and be, you know, a part of the process.
I'm like, you guys tell me what you want. Otherwise, I'm just going to end up buying another stupid lava lamp for my apartment.
I know. Well, we already got through this with my mom about the Ninja Creamy. She asked for the Ninja Creamy. I bought her said Ninja Creamy. I came home. She bought herself Ninja Creamy. I lost it. But I think what it comes down to is like, I'm sad because just because Christmas is not necessarily about gifts, but when you're younger, that's what it's centered around.
Sure.
And it's so exciting. And I remember when I was younger getting a magazine or a catalog and like circling what I wanted in said catalog. And then my grandma would have to like call in the order. Like it was a whole thing, right? It's just the experience is different as you get older.
Well, and I think that's you bring up a great question. So for those of you who are listening, did you lose the magic over the holidays and then had kids and it circled back around?
Right.
Or are you just more frustrated than ever? This is why I love the movie The Polar Express. Mm-hmm. It's one of the greatest movies. The movie's trying to convey to the audience that it's not about what you see and how things work. It's about choosing to believe in the magic. How many of you have lost the magic?
The magic's gone.
How do you get it back if you don't have kids?
I'm so excited to one day become a mom, hopefully.
Get
knock
a dog.
On wood.
Yeah.
And, you know, experience that feeling that my mom felt giving. Because my mom loves giving. Loves giving gifts.
She's a giver.
Buying gifts, wrapping gifts, doing all of the things. And she, it was just as exciting for her as it was for me to receive. So I'm excited because let's be honest, I am my mother to my core. So I think I will come back around and be like, oh my gosh, this is what Christmas is all about. Seeing the look on my children's faces. But by that time, they're probably all going to get one gift from me because it's going to be $1 million.
You're going to be so broke.
It's going to be $1 million. Like kids these days are like, I want Lululemon. It's like, oh God. Well, you can have one legging.
Yeah, that's
one pant. One side. This person says, I'm 29. And I could care less about Christmas now. I'll buy my parents a gift. But other than that, it's just another day for me.
Yeah. Well, did you see this text coming in from Rach?
Mm-mm.
Lost the Christmas magic when my brother went to jail.
Mm.
So sorry.
You can always go visit. And also, can we talk about the fact that, like, Christmas morning is all fine and well. But, like, that's wrapped by 10, 11 o'clock. Like, what do you do for the rest of the day? There's a lot of lounging.
When I was 11, you guys, or so, we didn't get to have a Christmas because my dad decided to blow all our money on beer and heroin. These are dark.
Yeah, so anyways, we should filter out some of these before we bring them live to the air.
We should. Mine stopped when I was around 12 years old. I stopped believing, but then... Well, I'm 38 now. I have a son and a daughter, and the magic has finally returned. It really does make a difference when you're giving and not receiving.
So answer my question. What do you do for the rest of the day after Christmas morning is wrapped?
I do just that. I lounge. I FaceTime with the family in Italy. I hang out. I drink eggnog. Watch a bunch of Christmas shows. I mean, but there's... It's
alone
so busy
or with your family.
No, the family, because everybody's together. You know, you got the kids running around. It's chaos.
Yeah.
It's hard to just sit there in peace and quiet. You can't do it.
So this year I'm going to take a shot in the dark and say we're splitting Christmas. Like we'll obviously do it with my family in the morning and then probably go to my girlfriend's later on in the afternoon. So, I mean, maybe I'll have a different experience this year because I get double the fun.
Yeah. I don't think I've lost the magic. Christmas has always been my favorite holiday. I've said this time and time again. My mother is the one who's always made it so special. I went over there yesterday for dinner, and there was a Christmas tree in every room. Mm-hmm. I'm like, when did you guys do this? My dad's like, she did it the day after Thanksgiving. Like, my he's mom, almost bothered by it.
Yeah. My mom just texted me and said, you're a buzzkill. So there's that.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to be realistic here.
Yeah, but I think it is my favorite holiday. I don't think the magic is gone. Clearly, I'm not as excited today as I was when I was 9, 10 years old waking up on Christmas morning.
Like that saying of I'm a kid on Christmas morning stands true. I'm not a kid, and I don't feel the same as I do on Christmas morning as I did when I was 9.
And that's why I suggest giving back, because you always will feel better when you, I don't know, make somebody else's day. You know, and that's why people during the holidays, like when we do the Pirate Toy Fund, mm-hmm. how rewarding is it when we see all these kids light up when they get a toy?
Yeah.
It's fulfilling.
It's nice.
I'd rather see that than somebody hand me something that I probably don't need. You know, right. That's what the holidays are really about, I think. So give back.
Just give back. If you ring those kettles.
Yeah. If you feel like you've lost the magic, try giving back. Might do some good in this world. All right, guys, we're going to take a quick break. It's PXY Mornings. We'll be right back.
98 PXY.